Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local and regional news stories. Google will pay $2.6 million to more than 5,500 employees and past job applicants to resolve allegations that the internet giant discriminated against female engineers and Asians in California and in the state of Washington. KLW's Ben Trefany reports.
The settlement announced Monday closes a four-year-old case that the Labor Department brought as part of its periodic reviews of the pay practices at federal government contractors, including Google. That inquiry resulted in the following accusations. During a period spanning from 2014 to 2017, Google paid female engineers less than men in similar positions. Google had fiercely contested the allegations as unfounded before reaching the settlement without acknowledging any wrongdoing. The company, based here in Mountain View, also said it has conducted internal audits during the past years to address any inequities in the pay of its male and female employees. Nevertheless, the settlement will require Google to pay $1.35 million to more than 2,500 of its female engineers to compensate them for past discrimination alleged by the Labor Department. Another $1.23 million is earmarked for more than 1,700 women and Asians who unsuccessfully applied for engineering jobs at Google. The settlement also requires Google to contribute $250,000 annually for 5 years to create a reserve to cover any necessary adjustments still needed in the future. It's really not a lot of money, comparatively, for Google or its corporate parent Alphabet Incorporated. It generates more than $130 billion in annual revenue. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefany, KALW News.
There are some encouraging trends in California's battle with COVID-19. Three key measurements, infections, hospitalizations, and ICU admissions, have all been trending down for the past 2 weeks. But Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli warns infection rates are still almost three times higher than they were in the fall, he says, the new variants of the virus, as well as any relaxation in safety measures, could prompt a rebound.
COVID is still abound in our communities. We've got to keep our guard up. How likely is it that we'll see another surge? I think, again, it comes back to the behaviors and our own sense of personal choices and personal responsibility on this.
Galli says Californians are now being vaccinated at three times the rate they were a month ago. 3.5 million Californians have had at least the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. As Governor Gavin Newsom faces the growing threat of a recall, potential opponents are starting to line up against him. This includes former San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer, who officially launched his campaign yesterday. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Falconer plans to challenge Newsom in a recall election should it qualify for the ballot and in 2022. The Republican has been a frequent critic of Newsom's response to the pandemic and its economic fallout. In a press conference in Los Angeles, he cited homelessness, economic inequality, and widespread public school closures as reasons he was jumping into the race.
The world used to look to California for a brighter future. But now, it's become the land of broken promises, and the promise breaker in chief is Gavin Newsom.
Other high-profile candidates have also said they would run in a recall, including GOP businessman John Cox, who lost the governor's seat to Newsom in 2018, and former Facebook executive and venture capitalist Chamath Palihapitiya. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
California's vaccine rollout has caused confusion as the state continues to adjust who's next in line for the shot. Cap Radio's Sammy Kayola recaps the latest changes.
Right now, people over 65 are eligible for the vaccine. So are food and agricultural workers, educators, and law enforcement. The question of who's next in line is where it gets tricky. It was supposed to be transportation and manufacturing employees and people who work in homeless shelters, jails, and prisons, then people under 65 with medical conditions, and workers in communications, defense, and financial services. But those categories are all scrapped, according to the state health department. The state's going to make people eligible by age only. They have not announced which age group will follow people 65 and older, and the old priority list is still on their website. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.
If you've got an idea for developing technology that will end the digital divide in California, the state wants to hear from you, and they're offering a $1 million prize.
Our goal is to incentivize it, to make it come sooner.
That's philanthropist Gary Michelson, who helped put up the money for the prize, along with General Motors and biotech firm Genentech. State Schools Chief Tony Thurman says they're looking for ambitious innovators, researchers, entrepreneurs, and creative problem solvers to expand high-speed internet access to all Californians.
Who knows? That might be the next great inventor. They could be sitting on their couch for all we know. If they've got an idea that's going to close the divide, we should be listening to them.
Thurman says the lack of equitable access to computers and connectivity disproportionately affects low-income students and students of color. He says almost one-fifth of California students still can't participate in distance learning.